From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner. With only 3 weeks left in this year's legislative session, Missouri lawmakers have sent next year's $26 billion state budget to Governor Jay Nixon. It contains an extra $84 million in funding for K-12 schools, but cuts social services by $46 million. Republican Kurt Schaefer of Columbia handled the budget bills in the Senate. He's confident lawmakers can override any line item vetoes or temporary spending restrictions that Nixon may make.
Now, whether the governor will respect the vote of the people and what was passed in Amendment 10 and actually comply with something we override him on, I think that's the big question yet to be seen. And I suspect he could also say, sue me. I've only got, 9 months left or 6 months left, however many at that point.
Amendment 10 was passed last fall and gives lawmakers the authority to override any spending decision made by the governor. Nixon, meanwhile, released a statement thanking the legislature for passing the budget on time and saying he'll conduct a, quote, careful line-by-line review and take any actions needed to grow the economy and maintain the state's AAA credit rating. The Missouri Supreme Court has set a June execution date for a man convicted of fatally stabbing his girlfriend and her 2-year-old daughter in 2000. The court yesterday ordered 48-year-old Richard Strong to be executed June 9th for the deaths of Eva Washington and her daughter, Zandrea Thomas. The victims were found dead October 23, 2000, in Washington's apartment in the St. Louis suburb of St. Anne. Strong was convicted of first-degree murder in May 2003 and sentenced to death. The parents of Michael Brown have filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Ferguson, Missouri, as well as former police officer Darren Wilson and police chief Tom Jackson. As Tim Lloyd reports, attorneys for the family say Wilson used an unjustifiable amount of force when he fatally shot Brown last summer.
The Brown family's legal team says they'll present evidence that no one has seen, and they argued that deadly force was not necessary based on Darren Wilson's account of the shooting. Attorney Benjamin Crump also pointed to a Department of Justice report that uncovered racial bias in the Ferguson Police Department.
We believe that a culture existed that forecast that something like this would happen in Ferguson, Missouri.
Michael Brown's parents did not make any comments during the announcement. In November, a St. Louis County grand jury did not indict Wilson, who is white, for fatally shooting Brown, an unarmed 18-year-old African-American. In St. Louis, I'm Tim Lloyd.
Centralia will finally bury a fallen soldier tomorrow, 45 years after he died. Rodney Griffin was killed more than 4 decades ago when his Army helicopter crashed in Cambodia during the Vietnam War. Griffin's remains arrived yesterday morning at St. Louis's Lambert International Airport. Patriot Guard motorcyclists led the hearse back to Griffin's hometown of Centralia. Griffin was 21 in 1970 when his helicopter was shot down. In February, Griffin's relatives were told his remains had been found in a grave near the crash site. Rodney's parents and brother had passed away while his remains were still missing. A funeral for Griffin will be held at 10:30 tomorrow morning at Centralia High School, from which Griffin graduated in 1968. I'm Ryan Famuliner, KBIA News, Columbia.